Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
What company is this, please?
We are a third-party call center that handles multiple companies.
Okay, I have a charge from you on my credit on my bank card. So I'm trying to figure out what is going on. And by the way, I'm recording this phone call. I think that you and I are in a scam.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
97374.
7397374. Okay, so it's 73174?
No, ma'am. The zip code is 97374.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Marty McCall.
Okay, give me a voice moment. Let me locate that account. Okay, so for security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
40259 Rainbow Drive, SIO, Oregon.
Well, so I see that you ordered the Hype Watch. That helps with your blood pressure monitor, your cholesterol, your heart rate.
Okay.
So how may I assist you?
The thing with the Hype Watch, I did receive a watch. It is not what was pictured on the website. And there seems to be some kind of a program that all of a sudden this is supposed to be a trial period with recurring costs happening. I want nothing to do with it.
Yes, and well, what happened was, ma'am, you was on a 14-day trial. If you did not call and cancel out within 14 days, then they will charge you the full price for that product.
Yeah, I don't want it.
So have you received the watch and the earbuds, ma'am?
I did, but it's not the watch that was advertised.
Okay, well, ma'am, since you don't want the watch or the earbuds, so on the house, so you will not be charged, you will have to send that product back, ma'am.
On the earbuds?
Yes, ma'am. So if you don't send that product back, then they will bill you the full price for that product.
So we are, this is, I'm understanding correctly that one of your companies that you represent is Blaze Nature and Blaze Nourish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh? And they're a scam. Whether you are, I don't know. But it started out with take this survey and you get a prize for free. Stop it. So why am I charged $18?
Well, ma'am, because, okay, well, the $18 was for the earbuds.
What?
The $18 was for the $18.94 was for the lifetime warranty on that watch, ma'am.
I don't want that. So you need to put that back on my card.
Well, ma'am, okay, and I will. And you will have to send that watch back. If you don't send that watch back, they will charge you the full price.
I'll be happy to send it back to you.
Okay, so give me just a moment. If you'd like to keep the watch, what I can do is I can give you a 35% refund, and you can keep the watch instead of paying the full price for that watch, ma'am.
I don't want the watch. It's garbage.
Okay, well, if I can offer you 50% off on future orders, then maybe you can use it to someone for a Christmas present or a birthday present.
Ma'am, it's garbage. It's
okay,
not
ma'am, why do you say it's garbage, ma'am?
it's not what was on the website.
Well, do you still have the watch? Because I could have gave you the watch for an with a 75% discount off and let you keep it. But do you still have the watch that's in the back?
I have the watch and I have the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Neither have a brand on them. It's just plastic garbage.
Give me just a moment. Okay, man, so for you not to get charged for that watch, you know, earbuds, you need to send them back right away.
I need an RM number.
Yes, ma'am, I'm going to give you that.
And I want refund on both of those charges.
Ma'am, you want to, well, I can refund you the $18.94, but the $5.97 cannot be refunded because that was the shipping and handling that you paid, and that money goes to the post office.
For the experience of receiving the scam.
Okay, ma'am. Like I said, I can refund you the $18.97, but the $5.94 is you paid that for the shipping and handling. That money goes to the postal service. So you have to take that up with the postal service, ma'am.
What's the RM number?
The RMA number is F as in Frank, B as in boy.
Wait. Oh. I'm hard of hearing, and even though your voice is loud, I'm having difficulty hearing what you're saying. So a little slower, please.
F as in Frank.
F?
Yes, ma'am.
F
as in Frank. B as in boy.
B.
The number 9.
Number 9.
The number 9.
9.
C as in Charlie.
C.
The number 7.
7.
A as in Apple.
Apple.
D as in David.
D as in David.
The number 5. The number 9.
Mom.
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
The number 1.
Number 1. Can I read that back to you?
Yes.
F B 9 9 C 7 A D 5 9 F 1.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. That's your RMA number. What you'll do with that number, you'll write on a piece of paper and put it back inside the box where, ma'am?
Yes?
You'll write the RMA number on a piece of paper and include that inside of the box where you show the products back in, okay?
The box is just inside the envelope that the box is sitting in. Only one of the two boxes would open up.
Okay.
The other one has security plastic on it.
Okay, well, just put it back in the one that can open up, ma'am.
Okay, very good. I'm sorry you work for this company. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service support. You have a great day.